The Nanaimo Museum is going spooky this month, and museum goers are in for a treat. October is a very busy month for us here, said Sophia Marr, museum general manager. We have our I Spy called It's Alive going on for the whole month of October. That's for kids to come, and it's a scavenger hunt type thing, and we've got candy as a prize. Until month's end, what used to be the coal mine has been transformed into Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory with a spooky renovation, called the Haunted Coal Mine. On Saturday, October 26, the coal mine will really come alive, turning into a miniature haunted house attraction. Costumes are encouraged. It's a short haunt, but it's a scary one because it's dark in there. It's whatever age you feel can manage it, Marr said. We have kids who love it. It's not going to be so terrifying that kids couldn't, but there's some jump scares and that kind of thing. We have adults sometimes who are scared to go through. On the art side of things, for the first time ever, the museum has opened up a hallway section to feature Halloween-themed art from the community, including photography, digital imagery, reclaimed leather and collages. Jordan Johns, artist and exhibit technician, said the museum accepted all submissions and as a result, there's a broad representation of works artists chose to submit. Among the pieces are two of Johns's own, Trick or Treat and Poison Apple. Trick or Treat is a black and white photograph that depicts a vampire with a trick or treat bag, while Poison Apple is a digitally altered piece showing a witch with glowing eyes giving the photographer a green apple. For the Poison Apple, I wanted to challenge myself, see how I can take something in broad daylight and make it really look like it was at night, try to pass it off as convincing as I could, Johns explained. The other one is just a favorite of my own personal catalog. He said future Halloween art shows will likely have a sub-theme. As for this year's exhibit, it's on until the end of the month, with attendees able to vote through a secret ballot for their favorite piece. Saturday activities throughout the month include a Make a Monster craft table, where attendees can reach into the museum's boxes of body parts and use them to create a backdrop for a Halloween photo shoot. Additionally, a pop-up reading nook has kid-friendly versions of Frankenstein, or The Modern Prometheus, by Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley. For presentations, tickets are available for purchase to The Brother 12, a talk led by curator Amy Greenaway, which is described as exploring the history of Edward Wilson and his rise and fall as Brother 12 from a spiritual teacher to high-profile court cases, scandals and conspiracy theories. He was a spiritual leader, I say in quotations, and was later put on trial. It's quite the story, Marr said. The hour-long presentation takes place Wednesday, October 16 and October 23, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Unfortunately, the annual Nanaimo Lantern Tour, a guided tour wherein which attendees get told local tales by lantern light, was already booked up before the first tour even began on October 5. They book up every year really, really fast, Marr said. By the end of October, we're doing two tours a night, different tours. There's the Haunted Tour, and the Crime and Punishment Tour, one of our most popular programs. For those who are looking for more than Halloween spookiness, there is a new traveling exhibit from the Chinese-Canadian Museum in Vancouver called A Seat at the Table: Chinese Immigration in British Columbia. The exhibit, according to its description, explores historical and contemporary stories of Chinese Canadians in BC and their struggles for belonging. It looks to food and restaurant culture as an entry point to feature stories that reveal the great diversity of immigrant experiences and of the communities immigrants develop. A Seat at the Table: Chinese Immigration in British Columbia will be on display until the end of March. For more details on the events, visit http://nanaimomuseum.ca.